Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Algerian Youth Voices. This is your host Abdelbaki Ben Ashoura in Ouargla. A lot of people like to go on adventures, but what if your adventures goes wrong? Today we meet a young man whose trip ended in a disaster. Our reporter Faisal Tabal, take it from here.
Mumin Bilal Abdussamad likes a good adventure.
I think it has much of fun going outside, hanging out around with your friends, with no annoying town ambience and noise, you know.
One day, Bilal went on a safari, like any other.
We went out of track and starting looking for animals to hunt, you know. But unfortunately, there was nothing.
After lunch, Bilal and his friends started to make their way back home.
Little by little, I got tired and took a nap while the vehicle is still moving. And all of a sudden, I woke up a little bit from my nap and saw my friend catching something and put it in a bag.
They kept driving. Then something unexpected happened.
The soldier starting to check in the car out. And then when I got up and saw him checking all the car, and I was like, what's wrong? What's the problem?
Inside the bag, the soldier found a fennec fox, which is the national symbol of Algeria. Fennec foxes are threatened species, and in Mas'ad, where Bilal lives, it's against the law to catch them.
I know I'm innocent. I know I didn't anything wrong. But the ignorance of my friend led us to this situation.
This whole time, Bilal had been asleep. He didn't know anything about the fox or the soldiers. So when he woke up in jail, he was totally shocked. Bilal got angry and started yelling at his friends.
I called them all the bad names.
Like?
I started to call them stupids. You have no brains. You can't think. You are not responsible.
His friends admitted that they were wrong.
No, they just playing the guilty one. They did it. They know they did it.
How?
Like being silent when I'm yelling at them.
Bilal and his friends made up, but they still didn't know how long they would be in jail.
It was terrible, a very, very terrible feeling, as it is my first time. Even it didn't take long, I felt like it is years.
Luckily, one of Bilal's friends called his father, who was able to get them released. Bilal was sorry about what happened. He wished he could go back and correct their mistakes.
My parents was so anxious and so angry at me because they have been told this news before I get my home. Yeah.
But he also feels like he learned something, an important lesson for all of us to learn.
If I'm doing pets, or if I'm gonna pick pets, there are a lot of pets like dogs and other dogs, you know.
For Algeria Youth Voices, I'm Faisal.
Thank you, Faisal. And thank you, Bilal, for teaching us something. We'll see you next time. I am Baki. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. All my friends there, holding on those reeds.